Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. When Congress passed the Digital Accountability and Transparency Act of 2014, also known as the DATA Act, the idea behind it was simple enough. Transform federal spending information from disconnected documents into open data to improve spending transparency, transform federal financial management, and stimulate ideas and innovation. But when you take this simple idea and scale it up to the size of the biggest entity in the world, the U.S. federal government, it quickly becomes a monumental task. It's about taking the complicated structure of federal government spending and imposing a consistent data structure on top of it. Since the beginning, the U.S. Department of the Treasury and the Office of Management and Budget has been leading the implementation of the DATA Act to provide more accessible, searchable, and reliable spending data for the purpose of promoting transparency, facilitating better decision-making, and improving operational efficiency. We have a unique opportunity to unlock the spending data that is scattered across the government and access it in new ways that will create public value. How is the DATA Act being implemented? What are the requirements of the DATA Act? And what are some of the key challenges in implementing the DATA Act? We'll explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Christina Ho, Deputy Assistant Secretary, Accounting Policy and Financial Transparency at the U.S. Department of the Treasury. Christina, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Also joining our conversation from IBM is Catherine Eustace. Catherine, as always, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Christina, could you set some context? Perhaps you could provide a brief overview of the history and continued evolution of the mission of the U.S. Department of the Treasury.
Managing the finance of the federal government has always been a primary function of the Department of the Treasury. The Department of Treasury was created in 1789 to collect, safeguard, and disburse public money and account for its collection and payments. To serve its mission, it created, at the time, the Register of the Treasury, which has evolved into today's Bureau of the Fiscal Service. In 1789, the first Treasury Secretary, Alexander Hamilton, published the first monthly Treasury statement, and we still publish that every month. I also think that although the complexity of the spending and technology has evolved, Treasury's mission has not changed, and the Founding Father would be pleased with the work that we have done. And I think they will also be pleased with the fact that Treasury is taking on a more leadership role on the spending transparency space over USA Spending and Data Act.
So moving from general to specific, I'd like to know a little bit more about your portfolio at Treasury. What can you tell us about the role of Deputy Assistant Secretary for Accounting Policy and Fiscal Transparency? What's in your portfolio too?
In my role, I oversee the development of the annual financial report for the federal government. I represent Treasury on the Federal Accounting Standards Advisory Board, and I also oversee Treasury's spending transparency work, which largely comprises with USA Spending and Data Act. One of my goals for my office is to shift the focus from reporting on financial information retroactively to more interactive transparency with the public and other outside stakeholders on federal financial data. We want to make financial data more actionable and useful to improve the operations of the federal government and to keep the public better informed.
Regarding your responsibilities and duties, what are your top three challenges that you face in your position, and have you sought to address these challenges?
Since my portfolio is government-wide, I do have a perspective and see the common challenges across the government. The top three challenges I see would be how to change the culture of the silo processes and compliance-driven culture to one of more integration, collaboration, and value outcome-driven. For Data Act, we are taking an approach to really require agency to take a very collaborative and cross-functional approach, and that actually can be very challenging. The second challenge is how to recruit and retain talent. The hiring within the federal government is not always fast and easy, and that creates challenge for us to be competitive and get the talent. In the way that I have approached it, I've been able to build a team with great passion for the work, especially the transparency work. And they also work well together, very team-oriented, and they also are very open to new ideas. The last challenge, I say, would be how to help people to see the vision and the possibilities of the 21st century government. It's the government, there are many people who, including the public, who would think that the government can never be better and change. But there's great possibilities exist that we can collectively make the government much better.
So, you know, part of your portfolio is, if not the biggest part, is the implementation of the Data Act. And I mean, that's a significant change management effort to go across the whole of government. But, you know, along with the challenges of doing that, I'd be interested to know what sort of unexpected or unanticipated surprises have you faced in your current role and in this effort?
After the Data Act was enacted, we knew that it was a significant opportunity. We did not want to implement it as a compliance exercise and miss the opportunity to make the government better. We worked on developing the value proposition for agencies. When we identified the value proposition to have better access to their data, I was most surprised by how much that resonated with government officials as well as employees. That shows me that the problem of not being able to access data was common and a big problem. And that also showed me that we were on the right track in terms of our approach.
Christina, I'd like to know a little bit more about you. Can you share with our listeners where your career began and how, and what brought you to your current leadership role?
I've had a very diverse career path. I've changed career twice.
Really?
And changed jobs many times. I built a very successful career in the private sector for 17 years before joining the federal government. Some of the common themes I see in my career path was that I like new challenges. I reinvented myself successfully several times when changing careers. One thing that ultimately got me to the federal government was eventually I realized all the changes I made was because I was looking for meaning in my work. Working for the federal government has given me a great sense of mission, and I feel that I'm making a significant impact every day. As to how I got to where I am today, I joined the federal government in 2009 in the middle of the financial crisis. I was hired to run the Treasury Securities Auction Operations. A year later, I went to the main Treasury to stand up a program office to support the Small Business Jobs Act of 2010. In October 2012, I became the Assistant Commissioner for Government-Wide Accounting at Fiscal Service. Fiscal Service at the time was going through consolidation, and Government-Wide Accounting was one of the most impacted organizations. One of my biggest priorities at the time was to ensure operational continuity with a 25% turnover rate. We also were in the middle of modernizing major systems that have been going on for several years. I then developed a long-term vision for government-wide accounting to be a data organization at some point, because I recognized the work that government-wide accounting was doing was largely about collecting data, editing them, consolidating them, and then publishing them. Then data transparency became one of the strategic goals for Fiscal Service, and I was asked to develop a vision and build a team to execute on that vision. That was in October 2013. A few months later, I was asked to be detailed into my current position. And of course, the implementation of the Data Act became a significant part of my job once it was enacted in May 2014.
So actually, Christina, I meant to ask you, I was a little remiss in sort of housekeeping, how many people are in your office? And do you have a line item budget for your efforts? I just was wondering.
Yes. So my office at Main Treasury is rather small because at the Treasury, Main Treasury, it's mostly policy focused. The operations in general in the government, the setup are within the Bureau. So I oversee the operations in the program management office at the Bureau of the Fiscal Service in doing the actual implementation of the data. And that's where most of the staff and also contracting resources reside.
Okay, that's a good clarification. So I'd like to get a better understanding. It was an interesting career path. And I mean, you've been in service, and it's only been 6 years since you've been in the federal government. A lot of work under your hat there. But what about your leadership style and management approach? And actually, if you could take it from like, how did you have to pivot from your 17-year career in the private sector to really be as successful as you've been in the public sector? And what kind of different leadership skills do you need in that way to make that transition?
Yes, a few principles and values that drive me as a leader. The first one is accountability. As a leader, I must be accountable for delivering outcomes. Even though effort does matter to some degree, ultimately it's the results that count. And that has been obviously in the private sector, that is a key focus. And I think in the federal government, increasingly, that is the expectation. I'm accountable to my team. I need to support my people to get the job done whenever and whatever they need. I'm accountable to my partners, including the agency. I need to make sure that they get values from their work. And then also in my current work, I also feel a great sense of accountability to the public, given the significant amount of the spending. The second value and principle that really drive me is promoting and developing talents. I spent several years in the consulting environment in the private sector. And in that environment, talents was really the people were the main asset. So I really learned a lot on that. And I one of the most important job for a leader is to develop their people. And helping them to reach their fullest potential is the most rewarding and important part of my job on a daily basis. Thirdly, I think I am always open to innovative and new ideas. I don't have all the answers and solutions. I want to listen to many smart people and get their help. Those are three things that really drive me. In terms of the transition from the federal, from the private sector to federal government, I think these are really consistent. Now, in the public sector, there's a lot more one, it's not profit-driven, so it's very mission-focused. And performance, therefore, is harder to measure. And then also, in a, because of its mission-focused, there are many, many more stakeholders than the private sector. So it's a lot more complex and requires a lot more coalition building and pragmatism to be successful, because in order to ensure that the stakeholders' needs are met, and I would say they're diverse needs, that you have to take a pragmatic approach in order to achieve results that can continue to help us to move and improve.
What are the requirements of the Data Act? We will ask Christina Ho, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Accounting Policy and Financial Transparency within the U.S. Department of the Treasury, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.